When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My camera is angled poorly. We're recording on a Thursday. I don't think I've ever seen Matt on a Thursday. So this is what you look like on a Thursday, Matt.
Do I look any different than I do on a Monday?
So different. Like, at first, I wasn't even sure this was the same man. I thought maybe Matt had a brother.
Really? I do have a brother, but he's much younger and he's a junior.
Okay. So there's no mistaking you two.
No, none whatsoever. Yeah, we are. Our schedule's all messed up thanks to me.
Yeah, no, we talked about last episode. We usually record on a Monday, but Matt was taking the Monday. He hosted a barbecue. He had guys from the Wizards down. We've had Kate, of course, from Fightful at Miss Kate Fabe. She tweeted me and said I should ask you for the bean salad recipe from your barbecue, and I won't regret it.
Well, Kate's smarter than that. To think that I had anything to do with the preparation of any food. That's all my wife. I'm going to set up the backyard. I'm going to put out the games. I'm going to spray for mosquitoes. I'm going to make sure everything is clean and ready to go. Just because I work in the food industry does not mean I am any good at it. My wife, she was the grill master for the whole barbecue. That's where she likes to be. I'm the entertainer. I entertain the people. So, Kate,
you're the bread club. You're the bread club, and your wife is the bean club. Then,
I got a ton of potato rolls left downstairs. just finished lunch.
How did it?
Fucking hot dog here, and I'm gonna kill myself.
How did it go? What did the weather? Was the weather as good as it was meant to be?
The weather was. It was perfect. It was awesome, man. Awesome. Look, man. There's a lot of things I enjoy in life, but man, hosting, just getting like a ton of people together and just kind of like, all right, mingle. Like it's one of my favorite things to do. I love hosting and I love having barbecues and people over. So it was awesome. I took up the day off from wrestling. I don't get to have a lot of these barbecues. So I said, I'm not. Someone was like, oh, you're going to watch All In? I'm like, no, man. It's like you picked
a big day of wrestling to miss, to be fair. Like, you were having a great barbecue and I was having a great time inside Wembley Stadium. We both win-win.
Look, man, there's going to be more wrestling shows. I only get to do this type of barbecue like once.
Absolutely.
A year.
Absolutely. So I'm with you there.
For me, it was worth it. I just feel... Something about watching a wrestling show at like noon. I don't know.
I thought you were going to say it's good. That's the greatest, man. It's the best.
I guess because then when it's over, I just would feel.
Sometimes it's weird. If it's a really big show and you're really excited for it, it's like your day's done at 12 o'clock and you're like, well, what the fuck do I do now? Like if there's a big New Japan show on and I'm watching it at like 8, 9, 10 in the morning. And I've been looking forward to it for a long time and it's done. And I'm like, well, shit, I still got a whole day to fill up now. But today was all about that show and it's done already.
Yeah, I guess it's a fair point. It's a fair point. I'm so used to on the East Coast all the wrestling pay-per-views like go from like 7 or 8 to like 10, 11, yeah. and then like that's it, like the night's over. So I don't know if I would know what to do with myself.
Watch more wrestling. Watch it back. I watch back All In, not the same day, of course, but I don't often watch back shows I've been to, but I watch back All In.
Now, you did get to go to All In.
I did get to go to All In. I had a big weekend. I had Rev Pro's 11th anniversary show on the Saturday, done the meet and greet, lots of stories to tell on here. Done Wembley Stadium on Sunday, met up with lots of friends, met up with people from Wrestle In that we've only ever spoken to each other online. That was really cool. We got stickers made, handing out stickers to people.
Nice.
It was a tremendous time. And, you know, get to do it all again next year because they're coming back here for, in 2024, Wembley Stadium all over again.
Oh, that's very exciting. Now, did you meet any Bread Club fans?
I met one of the biggest Bread Club fans, Matt. I met the world-famous Julian. He flew over from Germany. We had a quick little chat at Rev Pro. He thought his journey sounded very difficult. He has to go very far to get to his local airport. But he flew in for All In. He was at Rev Pro. We, of course, you know, I thanked him for always commenting on Bread Club. He sent me a tweet actually as well. I put up questions. We'll get to it. It's a bit of a deep one actually. We'll get to that question in a bit, Julian. That's going to be a big topic for this episode. But yeah, no, I got to meet Julian, gave him a Wrestle In sticker. He was there with his podcast buddies. I can't remember the name of his podcast, but you know, but my non-stop love for the man. We DM'd, we made sure to meet up, give him a follow on Twitter at Julian, JULIAN_0904. And oh, here we go. The podcast is Wrestling_Infos, INFOS. I think it might be German. So if you're German, then go listen to that. Or if you understand German, you don't have to be German.
But he speaks English, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He spoke great English. No problem there at all.
What if it's an English podcast just from Germany?
Maybe it is. I don't know. Julian, I feel comfortable in saying, is German. If I'm wrong there, Julian, I apologize. But it was awesome to meet him. I had lots of people stopping me. Like, I put up a tweet, if you see me, say hello and I'll give you a Wrestle In sticker. I was very excited to have these Wrestle In stickers. And so lots of people stopped me at Rev Pro. Obviously, Wembley Stadium, there's 80,000 people there. It's a bit more difficult, but one person stopped me. We had a good chat. We took a picture together. The one that got me is I'm getting out of Wembley Stadium, Matt. It's just this one long path back to the tube station. It's called Wembley Way. And it's up these stairs at the end. So you come out of the station, it's like, whoa, there's Wembley. And it's really picturesque and it's awesome. And obviously you have to go back up that way. So you've got 80,000 people trying to get up the same 8 flights of stairs. We get to the top. I slap a Wrestle In sticker on, I don't know, just like the top of the stairs, kind of. So people going up will see it. And, you know, free promotion. Some stranger, I've never met them before, shouts out, that's vandalism, Kieran. And I shit myself. And I turned around. It was obviously just someone that knows me from Twitter. So through the sea of people, I managed to reach over and give him a sticker. But it proper cracked me up. But yeah, New Japan-wise, not a lot these past 2 weeks. It's been quiet. This break between the G1 is deafening.
I agree. I don't mind because this last couple weeks have been a whirlwind for me. So I haven't missed anything. But I also am like kind of getting like the shakes over here. Like I need something. And my couple of my squads, Kate, Miss Kate Fabe, and Ant Money for the Mark Order, and Ryan Schlong from the Mark Order, they had the pleasure of going to the All-Star Junior Festival in Philadelphia. And I think Kate went back for night 2. She was a late arrival at the barbecue. And I may have had a little lot to drink. There was very little wrestling talk because at that point there wasn't a lot of wrestling people there. Mm-hmm. There was a little, she told me about the show, and then the nonsense with CM Punk. So I was like, that's fucking ridiculous. I'm gonna make myself another cup of sangria and call it a day. So I didn't get to get any reviews from the All-Star Junior Festival, but it looks like it was exciting, and some of the results from the All-Star Junior Festival are going to affect the Destruction Tour, so that's interesting. But
yeah, I mean, I saw the results. I think was it All-Star Junior Festival? No, yeah, I think I like watched the ladder match on like double speed or something like that. So basically, I didn't watch the ladder match.
The same for Kevin Knight
and Speedball. Like I maybe watched on double speed, but I mean, we've said it before, these shows as well, they're for the live crowd. Like it's not one that you need to kind of keep up with. Like it's not, you're going to miss out on vital plot points and such, you know, it's not like you're going to miss an episode of New Japan to save the least. Like I like Kate was there. I'm sure she had an amazing time at both shows. And I'm sure, you know, there's a lady called Jen as well. She's a big fan over at WrestleIn. She had an incredible time at both shows. Like, I'm sure it was amazing in person. I just don't think it's necessarily the type of shows that you're going to go out of your way for and you're going to spend your hard-earned money on necessarily to watch on pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's a lot. There was, I mean, we saw the list and we talked about it last time we got together. They fucking jammed them all in here. I'll tell you that right now. Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. The cards are great. And like you said, they did play a part because now, you know, Speedball beat Kevin Knight. So he kind of won the mini tournament. And then the next night, Lio Rush picked over a pin over Hiromu. So, you know, they both wanted to challenge for the junior title. And here we are. Triple threat coming up at Destruction in Ryugoku. The one match I did watch over from this weekend properly is I did watch the Strong Women's Championship Fatal 4-Way. Julia defeating Giselle Shaw with Deonna Purrazzo and Momo Kogo in the match as well. Julia getting another defense under her belt with another defense coming on Sunday as well against Risa Sarah, I want to say, in Stardom. So yeah, she's racking up the defenses now after, you know, Willow was, you know, by all accounts, apparently just, you know, filling in the slot. I did want to watch Alex Shelley versus Tanahashi, to be fair. It's not going to happen now. I don't see myself going back.
Right. I had said that. So Kate came over and she was like, I have a comedy friend who's pretty popular here in the States who was over and we were talking about it and she was like, yeah, you can have my login if you want. And I was like, I'm not going to get to it before we do the Wizards tomorrow night. And he was like, well, how are you going to talk about it? I was like, I'm just going to fucking wing it.
I'm
like, somebody out of the four of us, one of us watched it. All I need to do is be able to direct the conversation. And of course, the big news was the fucking CM. No one gave a shit about the pay-per-view because everyone wants to talk about Pepsi Man and Jungle Man fucking fighting like a bunch of idiots. So it was real easy to navigate through that.
Yeah, no, that I don't think we've really got much else to say about those two shows. But the difficulty is those have been the only two New Japan shows since the G1 wrapped up. The G1 wrapped up mid-August, August 13th, 14th, 15th, something like that. And then the next full show isn't until September 8th. Like, that's 3 weeks of no, you know, proper New Japan proper, no New Japan shows in Japan. It's a big old break. You know, it's welcome after the G1. But
yeah, but we get to see these guys out here. I mean, we saw these guys.
They've still been busy, yeah.
And then, I mean, even the stuff that happened this past weekend at Rev Pro will affect Destruction going forward. Because you got a little you got to see your boys beat your boys. The War Dogs lost to your boy, ELP and Shibata.
Yeah, man. Oh god. Should I dive into my Rev Pro experience, Matt?
I would love so I saw and I can't wait to hear about it. I saw the post match with Ospreay.
Yep.
I could give a shit less about I was like, I know Kieran is probably like first or second row, so I kept like pausing the video trying to find you, but I couldn't find you, so I don't know if you were that close.
No, I didn't. I've gone front row for Royal Quest 3. I've got great seats for fucking Royal Quest 3. I'm like, you know, so as you've got walk down the ramp, obviously I'm like the front two seats next to the ramp, so I've got nice. Like great fucking seats. Like I can't wait to make the fuck TV Asahi sign because it's gonna get on fucking New Japan World, and they ain't gonna be able to do shit about it. I'm not brave enough to do that. I was up next to the ramp, but like, I don't know, seven rows back, maybe something like that. I didn't have the best view, admittedly. It was a mistake. I just wanted to be close when Shibata made his entrance. But yeah, no, I
did you get to touch Shibata?
I'm gonna ramble here. I got did you see my tweet, Matt, about Shibata? Or was you off of social media enjoying your wrestling free weekend.
Yeah, pretty much. I missed the Jamie Hayter AEW exclusive figure because I wasn't on my phone all weekend. No. So, yeah, no, I'm completely in the fucking dark. Like,
this is cool. I'm excited to tell you then.
I put my phone next to the speaker because I had the playlist on it, and I was like, I'm out.
That's it. I wish I had that, like, what's the word? There's a word for it. I can't think of the word. But, like, that determination, that ability to do that, man. My phone on it 24/7.
It wasn't really. It was just like, I wasn't like I like put it down and then went and like sat down. Like I was fucking all over the place on Sunday.
So yeah, Rev Pro Saturday, get there a bit early for the meet and greet and stuff. Walking through Stratford Westfield Shopping Center, Hazel wants to grab a coffee and a donut from Krispy Kreme's. We know Will Ospreay likes donuts. He made a big point of it in his backstage comments and stuff. I sent him a quick DM and was like, do you want a dozen donuts? And he responded and he was like, get me a dozen original glaze and I'll give you a kiss. And I was like, let's fucking go. I'm ready to take the next step in my relationship with Will. If he's ready, I'm ready.
All right. Yeah. Respect.
So we get to the meet and greet relatively early because I want to get in and get out so I can go meet friends. We can go eat before the actual show. So I'm like one of the first people in the doors to the actual meet and greet. And is there a reason you're handling it?
Yeah. So they allow you to enter the venue, do the meet and greet, and then you can leave the venue? Or is it like a separate?
No, so the meet and greet time was like from 1 till 2:30, and then doors were like 3:30, and the show began at 5. So, and I got there for 1 o'clock, like before 1 o'clock to get in and get out.
You could re-enter, like you went in.
Yeah, yeah, you had to leave. Like you could have a ticket for the meet and greet and not have a ticket for the evening. Like it was two totally different ticketed events, basically. So yeah, I'm on the first through the doors for the meet and greet. I walk in, Will sees me, jumps up straight away, big smile on his face. Oh, there he is. He gets so excited, comes over, gives me a big hug, give him the donuts. He gives Hazel a big hug. You know, we have a little chat. You know, I thank him again.
No kiss.
No kiss. No kiss.
What a fraud.
I know, man. He duped me. There's a word for it. He catfished me. But no, yeah, we had a little chat, you know. Thanked him for the Wrestle Kingdom tickets. I gave him, I got these little Hayabusa figures back when I was in Tokyo, and he asked me, he wanted them. So I've had them, been meaning to give them to him for the holiday this year. So I gave them to him, a couple of wrestling stickers, obviously. But yeah, we had a little chat and stuff. You know, I held the belt. We talked about, you know, general shit. I'm never, though, because I do so many comic cons and shit, Matt. Like, I'm a big, like, you know, you see my Deadpool poster. It's signed by actors and stuff like that. I never want to take up loads of their time because I've been in a position where you're one person from meeting someone and you get some prick that takes ages speaking to this person and they're getting a million things signed and you're like, dude, shut up and fuck off. So I never want to be that person.
Fair.
So I get in, I get. We go say hello to Zachary Sabre Jr. Hazel's favorite wrestler. She's very excited to get a picture with blonde Zach. So I get my magazine signed. Hazel gets the picture. Generally chatting with Zach. I gave him sticker and he was like, oh, I know this. I was like, oh, I wrote an article about you early in the year, but I know you're not on social media. If you want to check out, it's on there. And he was like, no, someone actually sent me that and I read it. I was like, what? I was like, Zach, actually, like, Zach, who's not on social media, like, read my article. Like, that's incredible. And obviously, I've said it on here ad nauseum, and I talk in the article about how I think he's the best wrestler in the world. And he turns to Hazel, and he says, if he thinks I'm the best wrestler in the world, he must have been dropped on his head one too many times.
What a humble guy.
Yeah, proper. I love Zach to bits. He's such a good person to meet. He makes you feel like he's an old friend. But then it happens, Matt. It's time. We go over to meet Katsuyori Shibata.
Is this now?
We get our Tao sign.
Oh, this guy.
We get our Okada Sakura Genesis magazine cover signed. So now it's signed by Okada and Shibata from the famous Sakura Genesis match. But first, Matt, I get up to Shibata. I'm walking towards the desk. He's standing there. And before I can say a word, Shibata points at me, smiling his face, and he says, I know you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm like, what? I was like, you know me? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, obviously just flabbergasted. Like, yeah, exactly. Okada gets it. I was just fucking stunned. And he like just had this big smile on his face. And I'm like trying to say, you know, like, you're my favorite wrestler. You know, I went to the LA Dojo. Alex gave me a back bump and it hurt, which he laughed at. He signs my stuff. You know, puts the belt on me for the picture. I'm just on cloud nine. I bought a pen specifically to try and get that towel sign because obviously it's a towel material. Yes. I walk away, forget the pen. Like, I only bought it for that one purpose. I wasn't bothered. But yeah, then as well, like, met shit. I went back and gave him a sticker later. I don't think he had any idea what I was giving him. Met Shingo, not much to say because I didn't really have anything to say to Shingo. Met Kosei Fujita, who I was really excited to meet. Said Ichiban Sweet Boy to him, which he loved. We met ELP. It'd been a long time. 2019 was the last time I met ELP. We had a nice little chat. But yeah, then later on, as I'm meeting all the other wrestlers, I end up walking back past Shibata, and Shibata's like, gets my attention because he's trying to give me the pen back that I forgot. Right. He kept hold of it. But yeah, that's my meet and greet story. Oh no, as well, whilst I'm in the queue for El Fantasmo, the guy in front of me says, I can't wait for you to get the never title off of that douchebag over there because Finley's sitting there. And El Fantasma at the top of his voice goes, yeah, fuck Finley. And Finley looks up from his phone. He's like, hey, fuck you, El Fantasma. In the middle of the meet and greet. But yeah, that was my meet and greet experience. I've talked a lot there. But yeah, obviously, Shibata, my favorite wrestler, saying that to me, you know, a moment I'm not likely to forget anytime soon.
What? Now you can clearly see I'm just scrolling through your Twitter now. I have to see if there's any. I'm sure there's tons of pay. Oh, look at the Shibata coming down to the ring.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you and Shingo, nice. Fujita, nice.
Yeah, I'll show him on the stream. So this is Shibata saying, like, amazingly, my fiance Hazel caught the moment where he says, "I know you." It's incredible.
Oh yeah, yes. Wow, look at you.
And that tweet as well. Like, my picture with Shibata, like, Goto Crote retweeted it. Like, Obari, of course, the president of New Japan, liked both my Shibata tweets of me meeting him. Like, yeah, it was bizarre. Lots of, like, cool attention from that. But obviously, people know how much I love Shibata on Twitter, so everyone was really excited for me.
People are going to start to think I am, like a succubus, like I'm just gonna ride your coattails.
But you've been it. Do you know what? I was looking on the Fight for Overbooked YouTube today. We've done like 31 episodes, I think. I think
because like 30th episode.
There's a playlist and stuff. So I had a look, and like, you can look at every Bread Club episode one after another. And I was like, damn, look how far we've come.
We have come, but look at you. You're, you know, fucking rubbing elbows with all the greats, and I'm
besties with Shibata.
I'm fucking giving Kate the bean salad, so that's the extent of my fucking weekend.
Yeah, but you didn't have to deal with all the bullshit on social media and seeing everyone give their opinion on who's right and who's wrong about CM Punk and Jack Perry and all this other bollocks.
We talked about it on Monday on the Wizards. It's whatever. There's no right or wrong. Someone needs to fucking there just needs to be some kind of leadership there. Don't let it happen, people.
The Rev Pro card itself, Leon Slater beat Driller Maloney, JJ Gale beat Kosei Fujita, Zack Sabre Jr. beat Ricky Knight Jr., I'm just trying to focus on the New Japan only related matches.
Big Tom beat Luke Jacobs.
Yeah, people are going crazy for this match. I think it's Tomohiro Ishii 101. If you love Tomohiro Ishii, you're gonna fucking love this match. You're eating well. But the crowd absolutely losing their mind. The crowd are off their feet, incredibly going absolutely apeshit for this. So they certainly helped make the match. As Matt alluded to, El Fantasma and Katsuyori Shibata are defeating Gabriel Kidd and David Finlay. And then in the main event, Will Ospreay getting the big win in almost basically his hometown against Shingo Takagi, with the post-match running from Chris Jericho, like Matt said.
Was it obvious it was Jericho?
Yeah, and I had a friend as well that was like, oh, people are speculating, like, what if Jericho showed up? So I kind of had the idea in the back of my mind. But yeah, of course, it's only if someone runs in with a Bushi mask on, it's only going to be one man.
But it should be Bushi.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you've got Dick Togo's done the Bushi mask, Chris Jericho's done the Bushi mask. It's everyone but Bushi at this point.
I wonder if Bushi gets like a little stipend, like a couple extra shekels for his gimmick.
Jericho owes him a sake.
I did want on that United multiverse thing. I do want to go back. Out of all the matches on the show, I do want to see Sami Callihan Doki.
Really? I've not seen anything said about it, to be fair. I've not seen like gifs or clips or anything.
It's the only thing that I'm interested in. I hate to say it.
You'll have to report back on that one on the next episode of Brick Club.
Oh, fuck. I'll never fucking get a chance to watch it. Go on. It's in the past. It's in my rearview mirror. You're lucky I watched Ospreay Jericho today.
Yeah, I'm so like, I'm the same. Like, if I'm not watching it relatively soon after, I'm probably never going back to watch it at this point.
It's just so, there's so much and it's just so hard. I mean, look, if you have the time to keep up on it, God bless you. But I just, you know, I was fucking, and I got sick over the, because I, this weekend. So I have like a throat gimmick here.
Well, at least you were healthy for the weekend. That's the most important bit. You can get sick after. You didn't want to be sick during.
I had the cough like Sunday morning. My wife's like, you're sick. I'm like, watch your fucking mouth. I'm fine. I'll be just fine.
But yeah, that was a Red Pro show. Ospreay cutting a big promo and everything about how special it is and all that stuff. How he revealed he's a, well, I mean, he revealed it in the promo with Jericho anyway, but of course he's a stepdad now and stuff. You know, he's much more of an adult than he ever was. You know, he's come a long way, but I feel like we should maybe take this point to speak about Ospreay, Matt, because, you know, he's talked about his contract throughout this year, said it on AEW Dynamite, how his contract's up in 6 months or 4 months or whatever it was. And now this big momentous occasion, beating Chris Jericho inside Wembley Stadium. Dude, before this weekend, I kind of felt like he probably would stay with New Japan, but now I'm scared. I'm scared that Ospreay will go on to pastures near.
See, I don't think you have anything to worry about. Because
you got the scoop.
Right now, I don't know. There's not a week that goes by where there's some backstage drama in AEW, and I don't think anyone wants to be fucking part of that. It's nice to pop in and be like, hey, I'm going to come over for a pint and hang out, but when you and your wife start to fight, I'm fucking gone. I don't want to be here. Right? And it's like, look, I don't know, man. He's expressed that he doesn't want to live in the States, right?
I think he can do it and not live in the States.
That seems like a lot, though, to travel.
Is it the lesser of two evils when all he has to do is maybe travel to the States once a week, compared to doing 2 weeks in Japan where he's on completely the other side of the world and he doesn't get to see his kid for 2 weeks? You know, if he can fly on a Tuesday, come home on a Thursday, that's a lot nicer than not seeing your kid for 2 weeks, right?
I don't know. But you're doing it every week. If Will Ospreay does the G1 and then he's off until September, you got a whole month.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? The New Japan calendar, that it has breaks. You have tours. They're tours. Right. We've got a Destruction tour coming up. And once the tour's over, there are those breaks. And, you know, he put up a tweet as well saying the Sands of Time are running out on his time on the British independence scene as well. So maybe, I don't think that means, I don't know that necessarily alludes to him joining AEW, but more so he's going to take that step back. that he's gonna, you know, he wants to spend time with family. He's always been a family man. Like, I think before, you know, he was with his current partner, and now having this stepson, you know, when I interviewed him last year, I think one of the questions a fan wanted me to ask was, what's important to you outside of wrestling? And he didn't hesitate in saying his family. His parents have always been at his shows. Like, I remember back when I was first going Rev Pro, his dad would run his merch because Will can't stand there all night and watch over his merch. So his dad would do it for him. You know, I'm pretty sure Will has said in an interview as well, he paid off his parents' mortgage and stuff. Like, family is the utmost for Will Ospreay. So he's going to do, now that he's a dad, he's going to do what's best for that kid. I don't think there's any doubt in anyone's mind. But yeah, whether that means Japan or America, well, you know, AEW is certainly going to be offering a shit ton more money than New Japan, you have to imagine.
Yeah, I mean, look, and it's also like, what more does he need to do? Like he's like, look, with all, I like AEW, right? But like, there's no guarantee, man, that this is gonna, like, if fucking CM Punk decides to quit, like, they're gonna have problems. There's not enough people watching their shows to begin with.
I wonder. I feel like there's probably, I break down two things. I think Will, in my mind, Will Ospreay, the human being, going AEW probably makes more sense. More money. It's a contract. You know, it's more exposure. And it's just, it will elevate his career. But I feel like Will Ospreay, the wrestler, loves Japan. He loves that roster. He loves the history he's built. He loves working Shingo Takagi. He loves stepping in with Kazuchika Okada. He loves building the United Empire. He loves all those things. I think it, you know, if he was just a by himself, didn't care about money and just wanted to wrestle, I think he'd maybe stay in Japan. But I'm concerned. I don't want to stop watching Will Ospreay. I don't want to, right. But I don't want to tune into AEW either.
No, I think it's hard, right? At the end of the day, it comes down to family and money, right? So do you take less to be gone for 2 weeks but home for a month, or do you take more and have to travel, you know, every single week back and forth, which is fucking taxing. I just drove somebody around for a day and I was fucking exhausted and I didn't go that far. I can't imagine going from one continent to the other twice in 3 days.
Yeah, no, that's actually a really good point as well. And I mean, who's to say, you know, not every New Japan wrestler needs to be on every tour as well. Yeah. Like, he can join tours a bit late. He can, you know, join a tour halfway through. He can show up for kind of just the big events. Maybe, I suppose, it's how much the New Japan want to keep hold of Will is a big part of it as well. But yeah, no, it's certainly the big talking point at the moment. We had a few people, like Julian, ask what we think about Ospreay potentially signing with AEW full-time next year. Kingpin Assassin on Twitter also asked, what do we think about the future for Will Ospreay? I think it's a massive talking point at the moment. And yeah, I don't know.
Also, like, from like a creative standpoint, like, you know, in New Japan, like, he's the top dog, so he's always going to be,
yeah,
in a very important spot, storyline, whatever. Like, you know, like, Jay White is great, right? But in AEW, he's kind of just a cog in the wheel, right? Like, the real story is Kenny Omega Takeshita. It's not Jay White and the Bullet Club Gold.
Yeah, I feel like that's another really good point. Because, like, obviously you go through cycles. Like, everyone can't be in the main event picture all the time. Like, there will be a cycle where Jay White comes in and he's at the top of all these main events. And maybe he's AEW World Champion. But New Japan also has these cycles. Like, obviously Okada's not in the main event scene at the moment. But you still know they're fucking important. You know what I mean? Like, Tanahashi hasn't been in the main event scene for a long time. But you know he's still a big cog and he's a top player. Whereas that's kind of hard to do on television. When it's just a totally different environment, Japanese wrestling to American wrestling.
Yeah, it's like your former Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions who decided to leave New Japan and sign with AEW, losing to a makeshift tag team of Adam Cole and MJF.
See, people have big New Japan fans have big issues with this. I think it's okay. I thought the match was decent. They got to perform in Wembley Stadium. They're basically British, like, we adopted them. Like, they're making big bank. I suppose as a wrestling fan, who gives a shit? Why do I care how much they're earning? Like, I just want to see good wrestling. And there's that as well, but you can't fault them for that decision.
I'm not. It's just, I want to pull up their cage match because
what? I'm curious, Bishamon versus TMDK to now versus what, the Dark Order and being in a battle royale or some shit.
Yeah, like, I'm just like curious. Like, they win the tag teams at Death Before Dishonor in July. And then they're on fucking Honor Club, which I don't look, man. I don't know. I loved Ring of Honor, and Tony Khan brought it back, and the first like three episodes were great, and then it's just fucking AEW Dark. It's really just AEW Dark with the fucking ROH banner, and it's so frustrating. I don't need it to be 2 hours, and I don't need it to be full of fucking squash matches. Give me four matches in an hour. Tell me some fucking stories so I give a shit. But they don't do that.
Yeah, it's crazy to me when I see the Ring of Honor. Careful, because there's probably spoilers there from the Rampage you got taped on Wednesday night.
I don't give a shit. I'm not gonna watch fucking Rampage.
Oh yeah, no, but for our listeners, I mean,
right? I'm not gonna. You're good. Let's see. They win. Iron Savages. He held the Vikingo and Commander. If I wanted to watch PWG, I'd buy a PWG DVD. Aussie Open against the Outrunners. You got to be fucking kidding me. Aussie Open against Ethan Page and Isaiah Cassidy. Rampage. They beat the Hardys. Okay, I guess that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's just like...
Morning. No, I agree. There's definitely a valid argument to be made. It depends what camp you're in. You know, do you care about just the wrestling in the ring? If so, then it sucks for Aussie Open. If you want Aussie Open to do well and make money, then it's fucking great for Aussie Open.
I get it. I understand, right? It's all about you got to get... It's wrestling, so you don't know how long your fucking career is going to be. You got to get paid as soon as you can. But man, it's like, this is an amazing tag team. You give them these ROH tag titles that nobody gives a shit about, and then they're losing them to this.
I mean,
fucking...
conversely, though, then the choice is that they don't become ROH tag team champions, which means they don't compete on Wembley. Like, I'm sure they were okay to have a short reign with a belt if it meant they got to compete at Wembley.
That's fair.
I'm sure they're happy, but of course it doesn't mean we have to.
Right.
You have to be happy as a fan.
No, but you have like the Young Bucks and you have FTR, and even like Reynolds and Silver are an unbelievable tag team. Like, I want to see fucking Aussie Open wrestle them. I don't give a shit about Sting and Darby Allin as a tag team every week.
Hey, man. All In. That match was awesome at All In.
I'm not saying that, man. I'm just saying,
I don't.
In the grand scheme of things, like these like thrown together fucking tag teams like Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara, like I just give me tag team wrestling, and that's what Aussie was so great at. You know, we got TMDK and we got Bishamon, and like, what, like, why don't Aussie Open and the War Dogs fucking come on?
Yeah, that would have fucking been awesome as well. Like, they've got, you know, Alex had wrestled both of those guys individually when he was on his UK excursion a year or two ago. Like, he's got history with them. Him and Dunkzilla had incredible matches together. But yeah, I've got All In card up in front of me. Like, I didn't realize Better Than You, Baby, as they're called, stupidly. They won in 7 minutes, 45 seconds, that opening match. To briefly touch on All In, because I was there is a New Japan element to it. I suppose the only real full-fledged New Japan element, because everyone else is left. You know, you got Bullet Club Gold, you got Jay White and Juice Robinson, but they're not New Japan anymore. They're All Elite. Obviously the Will Ospreay Jericho match.
Did you enjoy seeing Kota Ibushi live after such a long hiatus?
I don't feel like he'd done much in the match. Even when I watched it back.
Now this is another great example, right? We've seen Kota Ibushi twice in AEW in the last 3 months. He hasn't done shit, bro.
Yeah. I think, to be fair, that's more of an Ibushi problem than an AEW problem. I don't think he's not the same Ibushi. He's recovering still. Hayes was very disappointed that Jay White got like no reaction. Jay White was her boy in New Japan. She absolutely adores the man.
I'm with you, Hazel. I adore him too.
But yeah, no, it was really fun. Like, I had such an incredible night, Matt. Like, it was so much fucking fun. But yeah, the Will Ospreay Chris Jericho match, the only match with New Japan relevance. But yeah, like that entrance for Will, the white with the Union Jack flag, like, looked incredible. Yeah, I don't think the match was blow away necessarily. I think, but also I'm not aware, like, according to everyone else, like, this is incredible for Chris Jericho. Like, people have said this might be Chris Jericho's best match in AEW, which was a shock to me, because I felt like it for Will Ospreay, it wasn't breaking the mold. But, you know, we know what we get from Will Ospreay, man. We watched that Texas United semi-final. We watched the El Fantasmo match in the blocks. We know what Will Ospreay is capable of, big match Will Ospreay. But, you know, he no doubt did carry Jericho to something special here.
Yeah, no, this is the only match I watched. I watched it before we did the show.
Are you going to go back to watch all of All In?
So I do have tomorrow morning off. So I might.
I loved watching it back. I've got to say, I think it came across really great on TV.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that match in because I know it was relevant to the Bread Club. The entrances were awesome, and the lady who designed our little Chibas, she did his gear, which I think is awesome.
The Tapler who designed our Bread Club logo, me and Matt up there, fighting over the bread down there. She designed his gear. And then someone else created it. I saw Will shared something, and you can probably zoom in on all the details. It's really fucking cool.
It's got like every place he's ever wrestled, like
on the sleeve, it had all the UK independent and OTT as well, because they're Dublin, which isn't part of the UK. I am aware of that, people, by the way. Everyone that responded to me, I'm half Irish. Half of me is from Dublin. I'm aware Dublin's not part of the UK. but thank you for your corrections. My name is Irish, like it's spelled Irish. I think that covers it for AEW, for the Rev Pro weekend, all that good stuff. And, you know, us praying to every god up there that, you know, we don't lose Ospreay come next year.
Yeah, man, I can't take it. If it's going to be rough, it's going to be rough because we lost Jay White this year. It's not easy. I'm still not over it. I still can't stand Hikuleo. Don't understand how he's getting a shot at the tag titles. I'm very sore about it. It'll never ever go away. So don't, just because the War Dogs are cool, don't think I forgot David Finlay. You fuck. I'm with ELP. Fuck David Finlay.
But then but you don't like Finlay, obviously.
I didn't say it. I have.
Do you want him to drop the title to Tama Tonga on the Destruction Tour?
No, I don't want that to happen. I like the direction David Finlay is pushing this version of the Bullet Club. I'm still sore about the fact that people think he was going to replace Jay White.
He's different. He's not. It's a totally like diverging paths.
Never let that Philadelphia New Japan show go where people were excited.
Oh, dude, you should watch the Ref Pro show. Massive unison chants of fuck you, Finlay.
Love it. They got my memo. I love it.
They did. Everyone in the UK listens to Bread Club. This Destruction Tour, it starts on September 8th, but then it doesn't wrap up until when the fuck does it wrap up? The big main event is on October 9th, so we're not going to preview everything.
First of all, pump the brakes on calling it a big main event. It's fucking Sonata and Evil. I want to
The end of the tour, the big final show ends on October 9th. So we'll preview most of the stuff on our next episode, because if we preview it now, what the fuck are we going to talk about on our next episode?
If I could poke my eyes out for one match, I think that would be it.
but matches we do have happening between now and our next episode, we've got the New Japan debut of what's being officially called United Empire's Young Lion. Callum Newman is heading over Japan from the UK. I've been watching Callum on the UK indie for years. He's a kid. He's got all the potential and time and room to grow. At the moment, I think he is kind of just flippy guy number 500. But I think once you get our first tour of Japan under your belt, it can really change everything. Like, I see guys, I've seen women go over to Japan, do a couple of shows, and come back and wrestle in the UK. And it's crazy the difference in them, the confidence, and just how much better they are.
Now, I need to know if Will Ospreay and the powers that be of the Empire, have they done Hello Nelly? Their due diligence in looking into this Callum Newman character. We all saw what happened with Driller.
Driller 2.0. Callum is certainly not as boisterous as Driller, so we say. But yeah, maybe the writing was always on the wall for Drillo. He's been boys with Gabe Kidd for a very long time. I feel like they were wrestling each other back when they were 13. But yeah, I think we got a safe bet with Callum Newman here.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that. If this fucking guy turns on the United Empire,
you can hold it to me.
I will. I fucking will, Kieran.
And then on September 8th, we've got what's going to be the highlight of the tour, Matt.
Oh, Bolton Oleg. Kogi Makabe, Kojima and Tenzan against Okada, Tanahashi, Ishii, and Yuto Nakashima.
I'm talking Bolton Oleg challenging Zack Sabre Jr. for the NJPW World TV Championship. Yes. Dude, I'm so excited for this match. I think this is going to be tremendous.
Don't do it, Nelly. Sorry, we're having a cat issue here. Don't do it.
Nelly is excited for Bolton Oleg.
Is she? I think she's excited because Kieran's here.
Yeah, animals.
This is going to be a big, big test for Bolton Oleg here. Zack Sabre Jr., best wrestler in the world. Even if he says he's not. yeah, this is going to be exciting. I like this. This is something a little different. And to give Bolton this 15 minutes with Zach, it should be a really good match. And it's really the only thing I'm looking forward to on this first night.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's the only match of any merit. You've got a Callum Newman debut on September 24th. So we'll dive into that on our next episode, which we will be recording on September 11th. So we'll dive into these more. You've got Yota Tsuji challenging Will Ospreay for the IWGP UK US Heavyweight Championship. Tetsuya Naito versus Jeff Cobb. Is the contract on the line? The contract doesn't exist anymore. Okada changed it. Naito disagrees with it. Who the fuck knows?
Just a singles match.
Great Okan, Shingo singles match, and Bishamon defending the tag titles against TMDK, and Show challenging for the KOPW title against Taichi. That's all happening on September 24th. Going back to September 9th, there's actually a match we should preview. I don't think there's much to preview, Matt. Okada, Tanahashi, and Ishii defending the six-man titles against the veteran team of Togi Makabe, Hiroyoshi Tenzan, and Tiger Mask. It's certainly a match. It's a match.
I guess they got to defend those titles at some point, right?
I just find it so funny because Makabe takes, like, if you're lucky, Makabe takes a bump in a match. Tenzan, as everyone knows, he doesn't have his ankles have been obliterated. And, you know, Tiger Mask can still go, to be fair. Like, Tiger Mask is going to have to do the heavy lifting in this match for his team.
And he's Tiger a junior. Mask,
yeah.
I know what you're really excited about, though.
Oh, God.
You cannot wait. You're counting down the days till September 10th when the Best of Seven series starts Ren Narita, Suzuki, and Desperado taking on Umino, Master Wato, and Yuji Nagata.
Whose idea was this, Matt?
I'm going to go with the Master Heater.
Oh, my God.
You got all the dates circled, the 10th, the 17th, the 25th, the 30th.
It's interesting, like because they have to spice it up. You can't have the same shit over and over again. And obviously the idea is here to build toward, like, you know, it's Shota and Ren at the vocal point here, of course. But man, a seven match series. Is it a best of seven?
I believe it is a best of seven, so it doesn't necessarily...
So one team wins four in a row and Bosch, we're saved.
When in the history of professional wrestling has there ever been... A clean sweep.
Has there ever been a two out of three falls match where someone just won two pins in a row?
I think so.
If not, someone needs to do that. That's a good little bit that we certainly don't get often. So someone that's cash money right there. Not Cash Wheeler. But yeah, I don't know. I suppose on lots of these shows, there's a match that matters then. Otherwise, this would just be, they'd be switching in and out a wrestler every time. It'd be, oh, this is an 8-man tag tonight. And then, oh, it's a 6-man tag. But then it's another 6-man tag. But then this person switched with this person. And it would be their usual New Japan shtick. So it gives a bit of meaning to a match on a card, I suppose. But, it's not.
Someone said MVP beat Benoit in two straight falls to win the US title 10 years ago.
I mean, that's pretty fucking cool, to be fair. Like, you know, if any wrestlers are listening to this, that one's on me. Take it. Run with it. Then the final the final show of the tour, Destruction in Ryugoku. You've got War Dogs defending strong opening tag titles against ELP and Hikuleo. David Finley defending the NEVER title against Tama Tonga. You've got War Dogs, Clark Connors and Driller Maloney defending the tag titles against Kevin Knight and Kushida. You've got Hiromu defending the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship against Speedball and Leo Rush. For some ungodly, hellacious, fucking Lucifer reason, like Beelzebub, whatever you want to call him, has given us this fucking match of Chase Owens versus fucking Tama Tonga, a singles match between these two men in Rio fucking Goku. Who is fucking with us?
Somebody is. It's the same person. The same person that threw the best of seven series final up there, so you already know it's going seven.
I can live with that. There's merit to that. What is the merit here? What is the? Give me one positive about this match, and I will call you a liar. It is awful.
Kevin Kelly and Chris Charlton will be on commentary.
That's commentary. That's not the match. The match in the middle.
I mean, it's part of it.
No, in the middle of those four ropes, one positive.
There'll be a referee.
Oh my god, this is absurd. I cannot believe
What are you? I don't get it either.
Maybe there's a story. Maybe Chase Owens is gonna leave Bullet Club or something. I don't know. He feels a bit like outsiderish now. Lots of them do, to be fair, because it is the War Dogs that are the main thing. Like, you know, you've got Ishimori's come back. How does he fit in? And Kenta's kind of in with the group, it seems. Whereas Chase Owens hasn't really had tons of interaction with them. He's done certainly multi-man tag matches with them. But then in the main event, the match that Matt is most looking forward to, the match that Matt is hoping the title changes hands in, the match that Matt will be wearing his House of Torture shirt for, Sanada defending the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship against Evil on October 9th. I'm sure Matt will be staying up to the wee early hours of the American morning to watch it live and cheer for Evil.
No, and I don't have a House of Torture shirt either. Please don't put that stuff out into the universe.
But yeah, we'll preview all that in the coming weeks when, you know, it's going to be close to the time. But I put up a tweet, Matt. We got some questions.
While you look that up, let me ask you, what's worse? The fact that that's the main event or the road to every night the main event is probably going to involve Sonata and Evil in the House of Torture in some capacity.
It will definitely, yeah. Like, you've got the whole show challenging Tai Chi for the title as well. Just Five Guys versus House of Torture is going to be the story of this tour. Interference every night from House of Torture. Matt destroying the efforts of the internet with his rage. It's gonna be a long old tour.
Did you see that MLW is gonna be working with New Japan?
Is it like I know Kushida's doing one match? Is that it that they've bigged up as like this whole collaboration thing?
Oh, you don't follow all the MLW thing?
No, I know Kushida's working one match.
We're working with this company, and they just bring in like one person and it's one time,
and they promote it as like this giant collaboration.
Yeah, and maybe you will get like there'll be like another, like maybe like somebody else will show up.
You gotta respect the hustle, man. But yeah, we got a few questions on the Twitter. William Omega 12 at Will Pro Wrestling, what do we think about the Wrestle Dream show that is a tribute to Inoki and how most of the New Japan main talent won't be available? He raises a very good point, because on the day that he has said it's taking place, there is a show in Japan and it's got all the big dogs on it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see Tony Khan pin MJF in the middle of the ring. And it's gonna happen. Tony Khan's gonna stand in the middle of the ring and every AEW superstar is gonna come to the ring and he's gonna chop him like
gotta slap him around the face. He's gonna imbue them with his cocaine spirit. Yeah, it's a weird one. Like, this company that has no relevant, like, you know, New Japan guys show up, there's the working relationship and stuff, but for AEW to host a tribute show to Inoki, that's gonna, at best, like, I had a look at who's on the card in Japan at the same time as the show taking place. There's not many guys you can send over. There's certainly none that, like, have an Inoki kind of influence, I think.
He'll use Eddie Kingston. He'll use Moxley.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I mean, he said he plans or he hopes to have heavy New Japan involvement or something. You know, maybe he gets a legend over. Maybe he flies over, you know, a Riki Choshu. You know, Riki Choshu was trained by Tatsumi Fujinami. Maybe, you know, Tatsumi Fujinami was a young boy for Inoki, I'm pretty sure. Carried his luggage and stuff. So, you know, I suppose there's avenues for him to go to. But yeah, it's a bit of a weird one at face value.
It's just another, like, I don't know. Like, it's just another thing where I'm like, oh, AEW has to put their fingerprints all over this. And there's like a 75% chance that they're just going to fuck this all up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know,
somebody's choking out fucking Inoki's wife in the back.
Fucking hell.
Who fucking knows? It's chaos over there. Complete and utter chaos.
CM Punk shows up and punches Tatsumi Fujinami in the face.
Yeah, Jeff Jarrett comes out in his fucking Bullet Club t-shirt he got 10 years ago.
Yusef, as always, how was my experience at All In? Covered that. Will I attend it next year? Yeah, more than likely. I don't see me passing up an opportunity to have a good time with friends.
Did they give a date for next year yet?
Yeah, it's the same weekend. It's a bank holiday weekend. I think it's August 25th, I want to say, 2024. I can't remember exactly, but it's bank holiday Monday. So yeah, I probably will do it again. It's too much fun to pass up. Maybe I won't go as expensive on the seats. Do we see Bolton Oleg beating Zack Sabre Jr.? No chance. He's a young lion. Like, I put up a tweet saying I'd love to see it. I think it'd be ridiculous if he did, but I love Bolton Oleg. I'm just trying to toot that man's horn. And lastly, what are our thoughts on Super Junior Tag League having its own tour, and which team do we want to debut in it? He wants to see Subculture making their New Japan Super Junior Tag League debut. Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster, if you didn't know, any listeners. It's, you know, they can stack this baby up. You got Catch 2-2, you got Jet Setters, you got War Dogs. You've got other people that I can't remember off the top of my head. They'll get some outsiders in. A Leo Rush and Yo again. Speedball and someone maybe.
Yeah, I'm trying to see who they used at the Junior Festival too.
Titan and Bushi will no doubt be a team again. They can throw some good stuff in there. Taguchi and Watto maybe, 6 or 9. I think that there's potential for, you know, some good shit here.
Would you be against Enzo being in
the Super Junior? Fucking hell, man. Like, putting, you've got all the fucking that allegations and stuff which he was cleared of, so take that or leave it however the fuck you want. Not my place to say. But he's just like, who gives a fuck about Enzo in the year 2023? The dude is irrelevant. I fucking loved, what the fuck were they called together? Did they have a name? Big Cass and Enzo, did they have a name together? Look, I don't remember, but I had a soft shirt.
They were just Enzo and Cass, right?
You could be right. Like, I had a soft T, SAWFT. I loved fucking Enzo and Cass, man, but times are different. I actually saw his promo. They gave him the fucking mic at All Star Junior Festival, man. You can't be saying the same stuff you've been saying for 6 years ago and just saying it a lot worse than you did back then. Like, let's keep Enzo out of Japan.
He went on Busted Open and said he's wants to be there.
Yeah, good to him. I want to be there too. I ain't fucking going. Sosbro.
Wow. Oh man, is this the equivalent of the House of Torture for you? I hope he shows up.
Fucking no.
I think Scott, it's fun when you get angry. I think it's funnier than when I get. It seems like I'm always angry.
At Scott Rand Flyers, attended the NJPW shows in Philly. Who in the junior division impressed us, and who would we want to see in the Best of Super Juniors next year? He fought Blake. He sent a picture of Blake Christian eyeing up Master Watto's Best of the Super Juniors trophy. Blake Christian in Best of the Super Juniors next year, Matt?
I would not be mad about that.
I'm not sure who I'd want in. I don't like my knowledge outside of like my Rev Pro and my. Like Michael Oku, yeah, actually, fuck that, Michael Oku, like, dude's killing it, you know, won the title and stuff, you know, he's showing up unannounced in PWG, the dude is living his best life, get him over in Japan, man, Let him get that, like, that tour under his belt. Let him improve himself.
I also like Jack Cartwheel. I think Jack Cartwheel would do nice.
I've not seen much of him, to be fair. But I know the name, of course. How can you not? Yeah. Will Pro Wrestling again? Should the women's champions be on Wrestle Kingdom next year? So alluding to currently Mayu Iwatani, IWGP Women's, and Julia, the strong women's champion. Sorry. I think you have to have at least one or both of them, but we're coming to the problem of New Japan have a million titles right now, if we take that into account. The strong open weight, the strong tag, and the strong women's, plus the IWGP women's. That's four titles they didn't have a few years ago. There's not enough space on the card for everyone.
Yeah, but you know, the extent that they went to create the title, and then, like, if you put all your eggs in the Mercedes Moné basket, I think that's silly of you. You have so many talented women that could take the ball and run with it. Just trying to see when was the last time she defended this title.
Julia or Mayu?
Mayu.
Mayu, she defended it against Utami Hayashishita a few weeks ago at a Stardom show. I don't know if she's got another challenger lined up or not. I don't think she does. Whereas Julia's kind of being a bit of a welk horse with it. And you've got to remember right now, Stardom are in the middle of their G1 climax, but they just spread it out over multiple months.
All right. Yeah, and it looks like she lost a couple B-block matches too.
Yeah, she's not going to be in contention this year, Mayu. But yeah, no, I think one, I don't know that you get both of them on the card. I certainly think one, or maybe, you know, people have certainly speculated about joining the titles. But I think during that 6 months after, you know, 8 months after the title was incepted seems a bit silly.
Yeah, you got to give look, you got to, I mean, Wrestle Kingdom's what, going to be two nights again?
No, one night. They're back to the one night.
They're back to one night?
Yeah. So that's what I mean. There's no way. You got the NJPW World TV Championship now. That's another title that's only just come into existence. There's no way. I think the strong titles probably don't get on the card. I don't think there's space, which unfortunately, you know, Julia might not be the champion at that point. I think if Mercedes Moné is the strong champion, I think it's different. I think then that maybe gets on the card.
You got to get one of them on the card, though.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the IWGP, because it is their IWGP, that there's a lot of value in that name if you're a New Japan fan, in those four letters. But yeah, who knows? Wrestle Kingdom, a ways away yet. And one final one, again, from Will Pro Wrestling. He's been busy on the Twitter responding to me. Should New Japan stop focusing on Gaijin talent, foreigner talent, if they're just going to leave? He's got a very fucking good point, man.
And yeah, but I mean, that's, you could say that about, you know, should AEW stop signing talent because eventually people leave? Like,
I don't know. I think the difficulty as well is every time it happens, it makes it more difficult for the next foreigner. Like Kenny Omega leaving when he was, you know, planned to face off against Okada in Madison Square Gardens for New Japan's, you know, first ever headline Madison Square Garden show that, of course, the pandemic spoiled. Oh, no, wait, Kenny. Yeah, no, that was before the pandemic. That was a joint ROH show. You know, yeah, like, I'm sure he spoiled a lot of plans that New Japan had with that. So New Japan are upset, and then they put all their eggs in the Jay White basket, and Jay White's like, oh, I'm going to up and leave too.
Yeah, but it's not like these guys are spending like 6 months there. Like, they were there for a long time. Like, they put in their time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, that's a really good point. Like, it's not like they've taken and not given back. They've helped New Japan get bigger in the West. They've helped New Japan gain more popularity in Japan as well. But yeah, there is a point to be made. There's a reason that the white guys don't win in the main event of the main event of Wrestle Kingdom, in the main event of Tokyo Dome. You know, Kenny Omega lost Wrestle Kingdom 11. Kenny Omega lost Wrestle Kingdom 13. Will Ospreay lost. Jay Wyatt lost. You know, I think that it might be the only foreigner that ever won in the main event of Tokyo Dome was Brock Lesnar. And fuck me, New Japan.
And ran with it.
Exactly. Like, so. Yeah, I think New Japan are a bit warranted in their hesitance to put over a white guy in the main event of Wrestle Kingdom. Matt.
I don't think you can not like everybody leaves at some point. People move on, opportunities are created. Like nobody thought Cody was leaving fucking AEW. He started the company and then he was like, my path has changed. Like it's only so much, like we would be devastated if Will Ospreay left New Japan, right? But at the same time, like there's nothing else he can do. Unless he actually has a match on top of the Tokyo Dome with Okada.
Well, I think you say that. I mean, it depends. He didn't have a reign with a title. He won it. He defeated Ibushi for it, defended it against Shingo and had to drop it because he was injured. You know, what was the original plan there? Maybe he was going to hold out to Wrestle Kingdom. Maybe he wants a proper run at the fucking top. Maybe he's happy doing what he's done with the US title. Maybe he really fucking wants
the British title, sir. The British title.
Of course, how dare I? Maybe he really fucking wants to win the G1 Climax. Maybe he wants to really fucking actually win to break that curse and win in the main event of Tokyo Dome. You know, and that's all nice if that's what he wants, but then it's also New Japan going to meet him in the middle. Are they going to allow any of that? But yeah, I mean, as well, I feel like something as we're probably wrapping up a bit here. Look, have you seen Gideon Gray's tweets?
No.
We're getting very heavy into the alluding of the Intercontinental Championship making a return, Matt.
That'd be great.
He's tweeted Obari saying he remembers there being a white title. Obari responded and said, I'll speak to you in person with the Union Jack flag, of course, alluding to Royal Quest 3. Will bringing back the Intercontinental Championship would make him the biggest babyface in the fucking world.
That would be huge. And then back to the question you that spurred this conversation. If you're not bringing in Gaijins, where are you pulling talent from?
Conversely, I do like the Jonah thing of just getting someone in for kind of short spurts. I know that wasn't the plan, of course. But right. I like that, just having like, that's, you know, that's kind of all the way Japanese wrestling has always run. They will get guys in for tours. Like, guys didn't necessarily come right back for every tour. Stan Hansen wasn't on every tour in all Japan, but he stuck around for a good old long time. But there's nothing wrong with someone showing up for 6 months if they tell a really good story and then fuck off. I'm cool with that. The Jonah stuff was awesome. That Leo Okada feud was tremendous.
Yeah.
But
it works, but the idea of not to stop bringing guys in because you're afraid they're going to leave, like, then where are you pulling your talent from, right?
Yeah. I mean, who's the big foreigners? I suppose you've got Finley, Tama, El Fantasmo, Zach, Ospreay,
TMDK.
Yeah. I mean, AEW definitely makes life more difficult for New Japan. They've lost a lot of steam. They've lost a lot of people because of AEW, which, you know, sucks for them, but, you know, people love AEW. Yeah.
Sure, but it's, I don't know, man. Like, do you want to be someone that people are tuning in to see, or you just want to become lost in the shuffle?
Yeah. I'm of the agenda. I've said this a million times before. I think you should kind of have two opinions. And I said it here again about, like, with Will Ospreay. When Dragon Lee went to NXT, as a fan, I was fucking so pissed off, man. Like, the stuff, he was in Liger's retirement match. He's got a generational rivalry with Hiromu that transcends continents. They're like tailor-made for each other, like wrestling soulmates. Fucking gutted we won't see him in New Japan again. But on the other hand, if Dragon Lee is happy going to make that fucking bank, I'm happy for him. You know, I think you've got to look at it in two separate pairs of eyes. You've got to look at it as a fan, and you've got to look at it as these people, human beings as well. The same goes for Aussie Open. The same's going to go for Will Ospreay. If he goes AEW, I'm going to be heartbroken. But as well, good luck to him and good luck to his family, man. Like, I'm rooting for the guy no matter what.
No, I'm with you. Look, at the end of the day, it's a business. You can be upset that somebody leaves, but they're looking out for their best interests.
Yeah, you can be upset someone leaves, but also shut the fuck up. Like, we're just fans. Like, you know, just be happy for them, man. You know, you can quietly be upset. You can be, you know, we can chat our shit on our shows, on our bread clubs, on our podcasts, on at Wizards Podcast every Monday night. But yeah, like, don't go fucking, just don't go on Twitter and be like, oh, you shouldn't have left. Oh, you're ruining your career. Oh, you're not having good matches anymore. Just shut the fuck up, man. No one needs that shit.
Are you surprised that Will's going to Impact for Bound for Glory?
Yeah. What is wrong with this man? Why doesn't he breathe? Why doesn't he just lay down on his sofa and fucking stick on One Piece on Netflix? Dude, I'm so, like, as soon as we get done recording, I'm fucking running to watch the One Piece.
What's it called?
One Piece. It's the newest Netflix series. It's the most popular manga of all time, best-selling manga of all time, comic as well. Go check it out. I'd be interested to get your because you have no preface or pre opinion of it, whereas I have a One Piece tattoo on my leg, so I'm pretty biased. But I'm hoping this live action does it justice. I've heard good things. If any of you guys are going to be watching One Piece, jeez, fucking leave us a comment. I'm so excited for it.
I'm gonna add it to my
but yeah, it dropped today on Netflix.
Add it to my list.
But yeah, no, Will Ospreay, Bound for Glory, that's cool. The dude just likes, he loves wrestling, clearly. You don't go from wrestling in the Tokyo Dome against Kenny Omega on a weekday night to going to wrestle Eddie Dennis in front of a couple of hundred people at max in the 229 in London on that Sunday. You know, you don't wrestle Shingo Takagi in a match that's going to be a million miles an hour the night before the biggest match of your career in front of 80,000 people, you know, unless you love this shit. And, you know, I don't think anyone can fault Will Ospreay for his passion. So yeah, him going to Impact, just another notch in his bow, isn't it, man? The dude is conquering the world. He is runaway wrestler of the year. You know, I want to say Zack Sabre Jr. there as well, but it's just Zack's is limited to New Japan, whereas Will has just conquered the fucking world this year.
Will has a case for himself. Would you make a case for Sonata, who also was at Impact this last weekend and beat Jake Something?
I heard this match was pretty good. I like Jake Something. I want to check this one out.
Yeah, I like Jake Something a lot too. I think he should be a bigger star than he is. He's got the look and he can work.
Yeah, he's really unique as well. Like the shit he does in the ring, he does stuff I don't see anyone else do. I kind of really want to check this one out. I think they're tag teaming as well on the newest episode of Impact. I can't remember who they're facing against. But Driller Maloney is also making his Impact debut as well. Winning the tag titles done wonders for that man's career. But yeah, the Impact New Japan relationship clearly going very strong. Yeah, can I go watch One Piece?
Oh, of course you can go watch One Piece. you're gonna want to follow Kieran on Twitter at KieranRH93 and over at Wrestle and Wrestle INN. I say it every week when we do the plugs. If you're not subscribed to their Patreon, you are missing out. It is the place to go for all content that is relevant to the Far East and wrestling in general.
We had an interview drop with Choco Pro's Chie Koshikawa. Really fun read. Check that one out. But yeah, patreon.com/wrestlein and at wrestlein INN on Twitter, like it says down there.
Kieran and his crew do an unbelievable job, and at least three times a week I get an update from them in the Patreon. I have something slide right into my Patreon app, something new for me to listen to, and I enjoy it. So you should get over there and check it out. And then I don't know when this is going to drop because I got to send this over to Jeremy over at Fightful Overbooked. But every Monday night, I am part of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast at Wizards Podcast on all forms of social media. We do a live show every Monday night, which is available across all of our social media streams. And then we are available in podcast form wherever you get your podcasts. Check it out. No format, August is over, so we will get back to some sense of normalcy instead of arguing if potato chips are a side or an appetizer. That was a big argument that we had on Monday.
So potato chips are like crisps, right? Like Doritos and shit like that.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why are you having that with dinner?
I don't know. It's some places
that's not something you have with a meal. That's a snack.
Some places here, like if you go to like a bar or a pub and you order a hamburger, they'll give you potato chips on the side.
Well, there you go. It's a side then.
I guess, I don't know. I was not part of the argument. I just fueled the fire. Well, because that fucking handsome Kevin came out from Minnesota for my fucking barbecue. Yeah. Me and my poor wife bought a crate. We have I'm going to be eating fucking hot dogs and potato salad till I turn fucking purple. I find out Monday night, this motherfucker didn't have a hamburger or a hot dog. All he did was eat potato and pasta salad.
What?
Exactly.
Is he a vegetarian? What?
He's not a. He tries to be vegetarian. I made him have a. Oh God, this is gonna fuck your world up. I don't know if you. We call it Taylor Ham Egg and Cheese. It is pork roll, but the brand is Taylor Ham. It's a big thing in New Jersey. I made him have that for breakfast one day. He ate it. He eats meat. He just consciously chooses to go vegetables.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, good for him. We should. Yeah, I'm sure his body's thankful for it.
No, he looks just like me. He's a short little fat dude.
He's handsome, though.
He is handsome. But, you know, eat a fuck, eat too. I told him I had a lot of food. Eat a fucking burger, man.
You can go see just how handsome Kevin is over at Wizards Podcast on Twitter. But yeah, we'll be back not even in 2 weeks, in like a week and a half, because we recorded this episode late. Hopefully New Japan will have some news for us. Otherwise, you know, we're going to be talking a lot more shit than usual.
We'll find something to talk about.
Yeah, New Japan will drop something. Yeah, got my Royal Quest 3 tickets. Watch out for me in the front row. And if anyone is going as well, make sure you let me know. I'll be there with stickers. Every show I go to now, you'll be getting a wrestling sticker. Maybe one day you'll even get a Bread Club sticker too.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Fightful Overbooked, FightfulOverbooked.com, Fightful.com. Subscribe to the YouTube so you never miss an episode of the Bread Club. We'll be back in 10 days. I'm going to call it 10 days.
Sounds right. It's August 31st, and we'll come back on September 11th. There's some math there.
Well, I mean, you know, and I don't know when this goes up, so I'm going to...
Quick math.
It's not one of my strong suits. There's Nelly, fresh out of the litter box. Thanks, Nelly. You're the best. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, like... God damn it, man. Come on. Like the video, comment on the video, and tell the people at Fightful you want more Bread Club. See you guys in some time. I don't fucking know, man. This sucks. I suck. Eat some bread. God damn it. I have so much bread downstairs and I didn't bring any bread.
I am. We can rebrand to Potato Club.
Yeah, then Pasta Club and then Beans.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.